Welcome to the Nugget of News, a podcast for all the cannabis news you need to stay up to date in the fast-moving ganja industry. With this week's hottest cannabis news from across the country and around the globe. Starting with international news, we have a story out of Ontario. Ontario to treat cannabis like tobacco for public consumption. This article from the Ganjapreneur talks about how new regulations for the Ontario cannabis market will allow consumption in public locations the same as tobacco. With health news, we have a disappointing story out of Tennessee from the Tennessee Department of Health issuing a health advisory on cannabis, claiming it's addictive. The story from WBIR.com talks about how the Tennessee Department of Health has issued the advisory on cannabis, citing potential harm health issues that could arise from using the drug. Next, we have more positive news with science news from the San Diego Union-Tribune. As cannabis markets heat up, local scientists race to build weed biofactories. Scientists are hustling on behalf of the weed industry to find new ways to produce the most valuable compounds in marijuana, ditching greenhouses in favor of big street vats of yeast that can brew cannabis like Budweiser brews beer. The science, once brought to the market, would be a goldmine for those who perfect it, giving the two separate industries, pharma and legal weed, stable, potent, and cheap sources of ingredients they need to operate. With national news, we have a story from KSAT.com titled Cannabis-Derived FDA-Approved Drug One Step Closer to Patients with Rare Epilepsy Disorder. Marijuana still considered Schedule 1 drug. Scientists are working and the Drug Enforcement Administration has moved USDA approved drugs containing CBD to Schedule 5 of the Controlled Substance Act. The order places the drugs that are FDA approved and contain no more than 0.1% of THC, the compound in cannabis that gives the users euphoric effects, in Schedule 5, the DEA said. A big move from our National Drug Enforcement Administration. In stock news, we have a story from Seeking Alpha titled Forget About Tilray, This Cannabis Stock Gains 300% in 1 month. Elfea Health is a public cannabis stock that just had its debut on TSX-V in March 2018 through a merger with Cannabo Medical. The stock gained more than 300% in the month's time after several announcements, but nothing substantive in our view. Note, we are not financial advisors. Transitioning to cannabis state news, we start in Nevada, where Nevada marijuana business faced fury of financial fraud suits. This story from MJBizDaily.com. CW Nevada, one of Nevada's largest cannabis companies, has been sued for alleged fraud, failure to repay millions of dollars to its lenders, and misusing intellectual property. Quote, while local and national media outlets report on the unprecedented success of Nevada's regulated marijuana market, CW Nevada management has managed to run the business into the ground, claimed a lawsuit by Green Pastures Fund, Jaquel Investments, Jonathan Fenn, and Growth Opportunities. The case was reported by the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So turbulent times for one company in Nevada, looking to a slightly fun but disappointing story out of Colorado titled Would-Be Marijuana Thieves in Colorado Make Off with Oregano Instead. Police say four teens who wanted pot, but instead all they got was cooking spice. This story from WDRB, a Native's Roots store was burglarized by some teenagers from Louisville, Kentucky. Luckily, the only thing they took were pre-rolled joints, quote, from the communication manager of Native Roots. We have pre-rolled joints on display in our packaging. We do not put actual medicated product in them. We use oregano to simulate cannabis. So the thieves made off with nothing good. Next, we have a story out of Oregon titled Oregon Regulators Revoke Cannabis Grow License for Seed-to-Sale Violations. From MJ Business Daily. The story goes on. Oregon marijuana regulators canceled the license of a grower with an operation linked to a butane honey oil explosion that burned two people. According to the bulletin, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, OLCC, announced that High Cascade Farms in Deschutes County is having its recreational marijuana producer license canceled for 13 violations. So they're starting to crack down regulatory-wise in Oregon. Let's take a look just north in Washington, where Seattle Cafe to offer cannabis-infused lattes from king5.com. The story goes on. The lattes will be made with cannabis-calming non-psychoactive, so the drinks won't get you high, just chill you out. Fun news out of Washington. Also on the West Coast, we have California. A story from weednews.co titled California Governor Signs Bill That Will Support Local Cannabis Equity Programs. On Wednesday afternoon, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law the California Cannabis Equity Act, SB 1294, authored by Senator Stephen Bradford and sponsored by the Drug Policy Alliance. With his signature, Brown approved the distribution of grants to cities with local cannabis equity programs, such as Los Angeles, Oakland, Sacramento, and San Francisco, that assists people most harmed by cannabis prohibition and generational poverty enter the cannabis industry. Great news out of California. And we move further to the central part of the country with news out of Michigan from the MetroTimes.com. Legal marijuana is far from in the bag in Michigan. The story goes on, the November 6th vote on legalizing recreational marijuana is not looking quite as sure as it did a few months ago. During a September 19th blitz of press conferences sponsored by law enforcement and anti-marijuana group Healthy and Productive Michigan, the results of a MIRS poll showed more Michigan voters opposing legalization than supporting it by a 47-41 margin. So make sure if you're tuning in from Michigan, you get out and vote this November and say yes to legal marijuana. Next, we have a story out of the East Coast from Maryland, from thepatch.com, titled First Medical Cannabis Dispensary in Annapolis to Open. Mana Supply, the first medical cannabis dispensary in Annapolis area, will hold its grand opening September 8th, nearly 3 weeks ago. It's exciting to see progress move along on the Maryland front. Things have been slow and steady on the East Coast, with news out of Pennsylvania from the PhillyVoice.com, titled Pennsylvania Lawmaker Introduces Bill to Legalize Recreational Marijuana. Proposed legislation would authorize release of jailed prisoners for crimes associated with cannabis. A member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives has introduced a bill to legalize recreational marijuana. Representative Jake Whitley announced the comprehensive legislation covering recreational use and possession of marijuana at a press conference on Monday. Also on the East Coast, we have a story from neighboring state New Jersey titled A Vote for Legal Weed in New Jersey Coming on This Day, top lawmaker says. The story continues. New Jersey top lawmakers have set a new date for at least one House of state legislatures to vote legalizing recreational marijuana October 29th. State Senate President Stephen Sweeney said Thursday he can't see us not voting on that day. Exciting news out of New Jersey. Transitioning back to the center of the state, we have news from Illinois and Virginia. Illinois Company, one of Virginia's first five medical cannabis dispensaries, Out of Richmond, Virginia, Virginia regulators have picked five companies to open the state's first cannabis dispensaries. Medicinally, the Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that after more than 5 hours of private discussion Tuesday, the Virginia Board of Pharmacy gave initial approval to five of 51 applicants, one of which was an Illinois-based company. Exciting news for the two states. We also have news out of Hawaii this week with a story titled A Look at Hawaii's Constantly Evolving Medical Cannabis Program from the CannabisBusinessTimes.com. The state is slowly improving patients' access through recent legislation and working groups. Hawaii has continued improving its 18-year-old medical cannabis program, but long wait times for patients and restrictive regulations still limit access, according to advocate Wendy Gibson. So the state's moving along way out in the Pacific. Let's jump back to mainland with news from Oklahoma. From MJBusinessDaily.com, a story titled Bid to Amend Oklahoma Medical Cannabis Rules began before residents voted on initiative. An interesting story goes on. Records show that attempts to amend Oklahoma's medical marijuana laws with rules that would have harpened the state's MMJ program and market began weeks before residents even voted on the issue. The amendments, which were ultimately reversed by the Oklahoma Board of Health in August, would have banned smoking forms of marijuana and required dispensaries to hire pharmacists. So hopefully they can get things going in a better direction in Oklahoma. Thanks for listening to the Nugget of News today, your weekly recap of all cannabis-related news from across the country and around the globe. If you have any requests, please feel free to email them to us at info@nua.io. That's info, I-N-F-O, at nua, N-E-W-A.io. Thanks for listening, and I'm Jake Fox. This has been your weekly Reefer Recap.